This is the parallax for Sunday, March 8, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with escalating military action in the Middle East and its ripple effects at home. President Trump continued intensifying strikes against Iran on day 9 of Operation Epic Fury, vowing to expand bombing campaigns and declaring the war already won. Meanwhile, both Senate and House Republicans blocked Democratic efforts to require congressional authorization for the military action, effectively allowing Trump to wage war without legislative oversight. The Guardian frames this as a significant departure from precedent. George W. Bush requested authorization for Iraq in 2003, while Fox News emphasizes that Trump and Israeli forces have shattered Iranian military capabilities, with Trump pressing Iranian leaders to surrender. Axios focuses on the domestic impacts, noting that rising energy prices are compounding as the war enters its second week, with no letup in sight. Those energy costs are already hitting Americans hard. Oil prices surged above $90 per barrel as the Iran conflict and the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz disrupted global energy supplies. All three major U.S. stock indexes dropped approximately 1% amid the sharp rise in oil and gas prices. Bloomberg reports that the Federal Reserve is acutely aware that lowering interest rates cannot reduce gasoline prices and could instead fuel inflation, so they're monitoring carefully for secondary effects on the broader economy. Meanwhile, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby told Newsmax that average U.S. fuel prices are expected to rise further as the conflict drags on, raising the likelihood that higher fuel costs will soon push up airline ticket prices. The energy sector disruptions threaten to complicate Trump's affordability agenda as consumers face higher gas prices nationwide. Turning to personnel shifts within the administration, President Trump announced the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem from her position, reassigning her as special envoy to the new Shield of the Americas summit focused on combating drug cartels and countering Chinese influence in the Western Hemisphere. Noem appeared at the Miami summit on Saturday, thanking Trump for the new role while defending her administration's $220 million migration control ad campaign. Fox News reports she thanked Trump for the special envoy role, while The Guardian notes she left her DHS position after spending that substantial budget on ads demanding migrants self-deport. Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen is positioned to replace her as DHS secretary. In related news from the Middle East, the conflict is now expanding into Iran's energy infrastructure. Israeli forces struck Iranian oil storage and refining facilities for the first time on day 9, igniting massive fires at depots in Tehran and Alborz province. Al Jazeera reports that huge fires erupted as the war entered its 9th day, while the Washington Examiner describes pillars of flame rising above a Tehran oil storage facility, with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu promising many surprises for the next phase. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed it struck Israel's Haifa refinery in retaliation, with Zero Hedge framing this as the opening of a tit-for-tat oil depot war. The critical Strait of Hormuz waterway remains near a standstill for its 6th consecutive day, with only Iran-linked tankers transiting the passage. Bloomberg reports that bulk carriers are now adopting a new tactic, broadcasting false ownership information claiming to be Chinese-owned vessels to reduce the risk of Iranian attacks. The UAE and Kuwait have begun cutting oil production in response to the blockade. Finally, a bright spot in global politics. Nepal held its first parliamentary election since youth-led protests ousted the previous leadership in September, with a reformist party led by former rapper Balan Shah heading for a landslide victory. NPR reports this marks a significant generational shift in Himalayan politics, with Shah's Republican Socialist Party representing a new wave of leadership that emerged from last year's Gen Z uprising. Al Jazeera describes the victory as part of a reformist wave reshaping the nation since the youth-led uprising, while the BBC reports that rapper-politician Balendra Shah unseats Nepal's ex-prime minister in what amounts to an election upset. The victory reflects public demand for change after decades of rule by veteran politicians. That's the parallax for Sunday, March 8, 2026. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.